Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans Studios right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are so glad you're along with us on this very special weekend, Valentine's Day, and we're talking to a real sweetheart of a guy. Always enjoy catching up with Jason Peter, Husker great and three-time national champion at the University of Nebraska. Of course, Jason is joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line, and the college football conversation, it does continue. And Jason, before we went to break, we were just talking about, you know, how is this recruiting class going to compare to the rest of the Big Ten Conference?
Well, I think most services people, so-called experts, have Nebraska at fourth in the Big Ten. And, you know, that's kind of, I think, generally where they've fallen year after year. You're going to have Ohio State more years than not, you know, finish at the top. And you have Wisconsin, you have Penn State now. James Franklin kind of has put some energy back into that program. Wisconsin. I'm not sure, did I say Wisconsin or Michigan State? But, you know, those are usually,
right.
Along with Nebraska, those are the kind of the teams that Nebraska's battling kids with, and I think most people kind of just feel the same, that it was a good class, for what Mike Riley had in terms of time, trying to keep a few kids on board, mixed in with maybe a few that he really liked that he was going to bring to Oregon State. As well as, a new kid here and there, because as we all know in football, in recruiting, a lot of these 17, 18-year-olds, whether they really don't know where they're going, up until signing day, they like to make us think that they don't know where they're going. And the one thing I am happy to see, it seems like kind of that whole hat thing and... Mm-hmm. I think it's somewhat of a dead horse. It's been beat to death. I think it's kind of losing, I think, a lot of its oomph, and I'm certainly one person that's happy to see that.
And it's luster.
I think you're getting a lot of kids maybe now that just want to get it over with and concentrate on their senior season and not have as much as this wishy-washy, I'm committed here, I'm committed there, blah, 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 blah.
How big of an impact within the Big Ten Conference? Because the landscape has completely changed now with the addition of head coach Jim Harbaugh. I mean, you're already battling Urban Meyer as well, but just the impact that those guys are going to have within recruiting.
Yeah, Jim Harbaugh is certainly a prideful man and prideful coach, and I'm sure it was hard for him, signing the class that they did, but here, I mean, we're talking about the limited time that Mike Riley had. Well, Jim Harbaugh had even less time, and, the class wasn't really, I guess, well-received by the so-called experts, but... You can pretty much take it to the bank that is not going to be how Jim Harbaugh recruits year after year. He's a guy that he's determined to make Michigan football relevant again, and I would not bet against him. It's just something. I mean, you talk about some of the great rivalries in college football, and a lot of people, talk about the Michigan Ohio State game as maybe the best.
Oh yeah.
And now you have two bona fide stars and studs, coaching their football teams, and it's gonna be great for. The conference and great for football in general.
Jason, you've covered a lot of football throughout the years. I mean, what school do you see as when you observe these programs that does the best job at developing talent for the NFL?
Yeah, well, I mean, a team kind of that's right there in your backyard, and you mentioned them before with Gary Patterson and TCU.
Yeah.
It's really tremendous what he's been able to do, and he goes out and he finds kids with chips on their shoulder, kids that maybe Texas didn't recruit, or A&M said no to. You know, and now you even have Baylor in the mix down there, where the recruiting battles have gotten that much more intense and that much more tougher. So, you know, really what he's done, and you look at that football team, and, you know, we all know how kind of it played out there at the end of the season. You know, I would not have bet against TCU, and you know, with what Ohio State did to some of those teams, I think, you know, in that playoff and the Big Ten championship game, yeah, it was kind of Ohio State that leapfrogged. But when you just look overall at the top four teams, I'm sure that there, you know, would have been a lot of people that would have liked to now have seen TCU and what they would have been able to do. And you know, there were the signs at the end, you know, of the season in that championship game where people said, okay, now winner of this game, you know, plays TCU. And that would have been, you know, in a perfect world to be able to do that. But, yeah, I mean, he's just, you know, it's something that he should be proud of. You know, are there other schools out there that do it? Yeah. You know, I don't know to that extent where he has them, you know, battling for national championships and conference championships in most years compared to, you know, where the experts are, right, ranking his recruiting classes. But, yeah, I mean, he's a tremendous job.
Well, you talk about Coach Patterson. I mean, he's had, what, 33 players drafted with a total of 72 in NFL camps. I mean, he's just done a remarkable job. Jason Peter with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And speaking of the NFL, the Combine, that's going to be getting underway, what, this week? What are you looking for? Who's going to be that number one pick in this year's draft?
Yeah, you know, it's tough to go against a quarterback when teams think that there's a quarterback that is a franchise quarterback. And, you know, this year it tends to be a guy who has all the tools physically, but obviously some character concerns, and we've talked about it.
But that big negative is going to be downplayed.
Yeah, you know, I mean teams that, they'll find every reason to, you know, teams that like them and love them, they'll find every reason to, you know, to push that stuff to the back.
Jason Peter has been with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Remember, we want to hear from you. Join us online at Twitter, at eRadio Sports, and we will be right back with much, much more right here in Hour 2 at YSR.